At the end of the day, we weren't able to make enough plays to get it done. There were some positives in the game, and we're going to build on those. But you know, we're just moving on to the next one. There's no moral victories or anything like that, and anything that we did, going to build on the positives and work to eliminate the negatives, and then we're on to the next one. Very confident in Zach. He's a veteran player. He's played in some games. He's done a good job for us when he's gone in, and we have a tremendous amount of confidence in Zach to be able to get the job done. Obviously, when you lose a good player, a great player like Charles, you know, you never want to see that. But unfortunately, you know, injuries are part of this game that we play and that we coach, and so it's next man up. Yeah, well, we're just focusing on what we can control, and that's how we play and how we prepare, and you know, technique and fundamentals with our guys, make sure that they're sharp on that, make sure they understand the game plan, and make sure that we give them the tools they need to go out and play fast, and we're not leaving it up to one guy, and so just go out there and do your job. But you know, we're not we don't talk about it a whole lot in terms of you know, who we don't have. We talk about who we do have and what we need to do moving forward to get the job done, and that's where our focus is. They are improving, and they're getting more experience. You know, each and every day they get, you know, a little bit better, and that's what you want to see. You know, and not just with the young guys, but with all of the players. You know, you have to work to improve, and we just need to find a way to make more plays. And today, I think we got one day better today. Yeah, we always preach that, and do your job. You know, do your job first, and then maybe you can help out somewhere else. Trust, you know, do your job and trust that the man next to you is going to do his. And then collectively we can get the job done. And so, you know, we talk about that quite a bit, and we always remind guys of that. And I think the guys buy into that. Because ultimately, I mean, this is the ultimate team sport. And so, you know, we all need each other in order to get it done. You know, you're prepared to play a lot of nickel defenses in the NFL season. I mean, you know, in a typical season, you know, half of your snaps are going to be in some type of sub package, and so that's normal. And it's also game to game. It depends on who you're playing. Fry's done a nice job for us, and we're confident in base or nickel. Yeah, he's helping in the meeting rooms. He's coaching. He's coaching on the field. You know, he's doing a great job with that. You know, leading. And doing everything he can to help us prepare, and that's what you expect from a guy like Lance. Well, they're physical, they're very talented. They have a franchise quarterback who has a cannon for an arm. You know, they're very, very competitive, and so you know, and they play for four quarters, and that's and week in and week out, and that's how it is in the NFL. I mean, everyone has firepower. Everyone has guys. They have good scheme. They have good design. And so it's going to be a huge challenge for us.